Chapter 4. Lisa makes a phone call. Breathless, Lisa ran as fast as she could towards the telephone box. Her ankle hurt from when he pulled her into the house, but there was no time to think of that now. Only a few more steps.
Oh, why did I have that stupid argument with Amy and Claire? Why did I forget my purse? Why did I trust him?
She thought, with tears in her eyes. Looking constantly over her shoulder, she lifted the receiver. The inside of the telephone box was dirty and covered in graffiti, but luckily the phone was working. She put her only money, a $1 coin, into the phone and dialed Amy's number.
Please pick up the phone, please,
she thought. On the second ring, Amy answered, and Lisa started crying.
Amy! Oh, I'm so glad you're there! Lisa, is that you? Where are you? Oh, I don't know. I need your help.
The line was bad, and because Lisa was crying, it was difficult to understand what she was saying.
I'm sorry. There are things you don't know. Things I have never told you about my dad.
Lisa, that's not important. Calm down. Tell us where you are and we'll come and get you.
Oh, please hurry. He's coming after me.
Lisa, what are you trying to say? Did someone hurt you at the party?
He wants money from my dad to make him pay.
Who? Lisa, you're scaring me. Tell me where you are and then phone the police.
Amy said.
I don't know the number. I don't know where I am.
Suddenly, Lisa went cold. Somebody was standing behind her. He was there. She could feel him.
Lisa! Are you still there? Lisa!
Shouted Amy. Lisa stood terrified as she watched him take the phone from her and hang up. He was smiling at her. But it wasn't a nice smile. It was an evil, mad smile.
Why didn't you stay at the house, Lisa? But it doesn't matter. Nobody will ever find you.
Putting a baseball cap over his black hair, he pulled her out of the telephone box.